What's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are
Two Beards and a Mic. So today, we figured we'd get a little deeper into conversation. We don't normally keep things, we usually keep these things out. We don't like to talk about stuff that's happening that's kind of like depressing and controversial. But I guess, you know, today's a good day as any as to what happened recently.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
In Minneapolis, you all know there was a man, might as well say it, a black man, George Floyd.
Yeah.
He got killed by a police officer. Plain as fucking day.
Yeah, there was there's no denying it, no debating that. That was definitely a murder.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's crazy when you look at the video and you think to yourself, you think, hey, I would have fucking did something. But those people that say that, like, you don't know. You weren't there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's tough because it's like, I as a person know that I'm a good person. I wouldn't want to see anybody, no matter the color, the race,
creed, fucking, ethnicity,
I don't
any
care
of
what
that,
religion
yeah.
you are. It doesn't matter. I would never want to see somebody. But that guy was in trouble. And I feel like I would do the right thing. But I've never been put in that situation to say, I know that I would do the right thing. I feel like I would. I feel like I'm a good enough person.
Oh, yeah. But it's one of those things where you kind of, like, in the heat of the moment, me and you both fall on the same side of this, where I'm sure whether it would have been to pull him off or to, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like we both would have fallen on the same side and we both would have stepped up and done something.
Yeah.
Because we're both good guys.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you say that and it's like, in the heat of the moment, do you think you'd be able to do it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I don't know if I could
Is it one thing to do it if it's just a group of regular guys jumping one dude? That's one thing to say, yeah, I'm going to jump in. And I'm going to pull these dudes off because nobody should get treated like that.
Yeah. Yep.
But when those same four guys are behind a shield, and then you have to take into consideration the repercussions that could happen to you. And I'm not saying necessarily just being arrested and charged with assault. Exactly. You know, that's one of those things where you have to think about your future, you know?
And the problem with that is, too, is that now he got away. Not now he's not away with it, but at first he got away with killing this
guy. Oh, yeah, they let that, I mean.
But he would be justified to kill you because you assaulted him.
Exactly.
So it'd be.
But, yeah, he got away with it. The four cops were fired, which I feel like it should just be a starting point for those four officers. I feel like there should be more charges brought up on the other three.
Yep.
But, I mean, we should, you know, really start from the beginning and what all this really started off of. This whole situation happened off of counterfeit money.
Yeah.
A victimless crime, essentially.
Well, did they say there was check fraud?
But
they couldn't prove that there was any checks used anywhere.
Right,
like that.
Well, there was check fraud. They said there could have been check fraud or counterfeit money fraud. I read something somewhere about counterfeit bills being used.
Okay.
But clearly, I watched a video today, and it broke down the timeline of everything that happened. And I'm not going to sit here and talk about this like I'm all-knowing, and I know exactly how it went down or anything like that. But based on the video that I seen, because I'll be honest, when the video first surfaced a couple days ago, I didn't watch it. I couldn't bring myself to watch something like that. And then I searched for it today to try to watch it, and I couldn't find it. But I found clips and everything.
Yep.
And it broke down. Basically, it started at 7:20. And come 8:30, this man was dead in the streets like a dog.
Which, I mean, if you look at it, there's four guys. He's got his arms behind his back. At this point, if he is hurting, he's not going to be able to fight you to get into the car.
Oh, yeah.
So,
No, it's one of those things where people may say, oh, well, he was screaming that he can't breathe. So how is he screaming if he can't breathe? Just because you can talk doesn't mean you're getting the necessary air.
Yeah.
To keep your consciousness and to keep yourself, yeah, yep. You know? It basically breaks down to how people want to look at it. You know, it's one of those things. Do you look at it as this cop was doing his job to a man who was obviously he was taller than all of them.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He was a big guy, you know. But he was never combative.
I don't think he really fought him to get in the car either.
There was one time he got in the car, but just like anybody getting arrested, you put up, you're going to pull back a little, but...
Well, mind you, he's getting arrested for something, obviously, he doesn't think he did.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, at that point, when you don't feel like you've done something, they're arresting you falsely.
Right.
I'd probably be like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Like, no, I'm not going with you. Why would you arrest me if I'm not doing anything wrong? And he clearly sat down, listened to them.
Oh, yeah.
He was listening at first, so... Whether he was even a little combative with them, nothing says put three guys on you, one guy watching you, and that, like, you didn't need three guys to hold him down at that point.
No, not at all. It's to the point he sat down, you sat him on the side of the streets, you stood him up, you walked him over to your cruiser, and then from there, whatever happened got to the point where you felt the need to have four cops kneeling on this man.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think that because he was in the back of the car. He was in the cruiser. They pulled him out.
Yeah.
And they pulled him out because he was talking back, you know? Yep. At that point, just shut the door.
Yeah.
As a police officer, you need to know you're going to be in situations that may get verbally hostile, physically hostile.
Absolutely.
And if you can't handle that, and I'm saying this as a simple truck driver, but if you can't handle the hostilities that may come up in a professional manner that should suit the situations, there was no need for any type of force like that to be used.
No. No, and you know what really, really upset me is that instead of that... you know, obviously, I don't know their names, but that Asian cop that was right at the front.
I think his name was like Tao Thang or something like that.
What pissed me off with him is instead of asking if this guy's all right while this guy is telling you his chest hurts, his stomach hurts, he can't breathe, he asked him, which it looked like it came from his mouth, what are you on?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what are you on, dude? He's getting choked out right now. He probably has no air going to his brain.
Yeah.
So he is slowly about to pass out before he dies because he has lack of oxygen. But the fact that there's no oxygen going to his brain, you would ask him, what are you on?
What do you want? Yeah.
He didn't look high to me.
No.
I've seen people high. I've seen people crack. You know, I've seen videos of that shit. People not falling over and everything. This guy clearly got up against the wall, sat down at the beginning of that video.
He was of clear self.
Yeah.
Of self mind.
And from everything you hear from his family, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with him.
You know, Steven Jackson, former basketball player, grew up with him.
Yep.
Said at one point in his life, he was a preacher. This was a good dude. This was a community guy from everything that I've heard.
Yeah.
And for something like that to happen to anybody, let alone someone who shouldn't have... you know, didn't deserve it to the point where there was, in his eyes, no crime committed.
Yeah, yep.
You know, someone who was out with a couple of guys, and you know what? One of those guys he was with may have used counterfeit checks or bills.
Yeah.
But if he's not aware of that, that's a situation you should never find yourself in.
No, and honestly, that comes down to the biggest point of all this is how apparent racism is in America, and it kind of sucks because, you know, growing up where we grew up, it was pretty diverse.
Oh yeah.
I don't feel like I'm racist at all. I feel like I If I hate anybody, I hate them for their character and the person that they are. I don't hate them because of the color of their skin. That just pisses me off hearing somebody. If I had a friend that did that, I wouldn't be friends with them.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't be able
it's
to.
It's not. So,
but it just lets you know that how apparent it really is in America. Because if we went out and we had a black friend and we were using that, he'd be the one singled out. And I think that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous that you would think I'm less of a criminal because I'm white.
Oh, yeah. And that's the sad, that's kind of the sad reality that I feel is, I don't want to say more prevalent now than before, but now that everyone has a camera in their hand at all times.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of this is coming to light and a lot of people don't want to acknowledge that racism is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, do I think it is what it is 50, 60 years ago? Absolutely not. You know, you don't have lynchings in the streets. You don't have separate water fountains, restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, but it's clear that it's still apparent in the country to the point where that cop thought nothing was going to happen to him for what he did.
Yeah. And you know, the problem is he's had what? I think they said he had like 12 different violations that he's had. But how do we know this is the first time he treated a black person like this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, probably not.
I mean, not even just black, but anybody of color other than white. Because obviously he had a problem with people of color. I would assume, because, I mean, he didn't have to do half the shit that he did.
No.
I know that he's working with the people he's working with, but, you know, and I say that because there's an Asian guy there. So, you know, there's two of them, I believe.
Two Asian guys,
So, you know, it's like, who knows how bad he, who knows how bad he was to those guys. And maybe he threatened those guys. And I'm not saying it's right.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he threatened these guys. That's why they didn't do anything. But in the end, that's half the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? I don't care. Listen, if we went to work and our boss says that he won't hire black people, probably don't want to work there anymore.
No,
I think
not,
that's bullshit.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's not something that I want to be associated with.
Any color.
With.
I mean, we have a couple we have a Spanish guy, a couple Spanish people that have worked there, you know, or I should say Hispanic people that have worked there. And if he didn't hire anybody of color, I would be like, hey, dude, like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is a little, you know, because I don't see how they're deemed any different than we are, especially in the working force. Like, if you don't give them a job, then you talk shit about them and say that they don't want to get a job. But you don't even know if half these motherfuckers want to get a job, and they don't give them the chance to get a job because of their skin color, which I'm sure is way more prevalent than we know. And I'm actually to the point now where I want to start like looking into that. Like I want to start looking into why some of the shit is even the way it is, because this obviously stuff that we're not educated on, you know, because we don't know, we're white, you know, and I mean that in all the, you know, we have our own struggles, which are way different than theirs, but you know, whatever they're dealing with, you know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I know now, because now, if someone ever says it to me, I wouldn't be ignorant to the fact to be like, you're not getting treated like that because your skin color. You're getting treated like that because the way you're acting.
Yeah.
Or they getting, you know what I mean? Like, I've never been put in that situation where,
oh yeah,
where I ever had to say, holy fuck. Like, he seriously, he
didn't get a job because, I didn't get this job because I'm black.
Yeah. Or it sucks for like all those. And then on the other hand, like, it sucks for all those officers that are actually really fucking good and aren't racist and aren't doing this bullshit.
It's one of those things where, just like anything, you've got good cops and you've got bad cops. Unfortunately, the good may outweigh the bad.
Yep.
But the bad cops bring way more attention than the good cops do.
And
I'm gonna say this from the bottom of my heart. If you consider yourself a quote unquote good cop, but you know bad cops that are out there doing bad shit, you are not a good cop.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to be accountable for yourself and for the people you work with.
Yep.
Just because you both wear a badge does not mean you should be protecting the person on the side of you.
Yeah, if he's a piece of shit.
If he's a bad person.
He's a piece of shit, right. Racist, what I mean, could stem from other things too. Like I saw that the meme, you know, it's actually funny that you said what you said, because that, I don't know if you've seen the meme. It said, if there's 1,000 bad cops and 10 good cops, and those 10 good cops don't say anything and stop those 1,000 bad cops, you have 1,010 bad cops.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's exactly what it is.
It's as simple as, you know what? Yeah, if you just like any situation, if you quote unquote snitch on a fellow officer, you know what? You may be saving a life. You may be saving several lives, because who knows what that cop or cops that they're working with could possibly do. And this isn't, by any means, am I bashing on police officers, first responders in any way. You guys have a very, very stressful job, a job that I personally don't think I could do. But at the same time, I'm aware enough to say that if these good cops aren't speaking out against these bad cops, then you're just as bad as the cop you're not speaking out about.
Absolutely.
But this whole George Floyd thing with the video, if you did see the video, you can hear at the end of the video how he's barely able to breathe.
Yeah.
I can't breathe. I hurt. And then at one point, this is going to sound really sick to say, but you know, in that video, when he dies.
Yeah, yeah. He stops moving.
He stops moving. Talking. But if you can find a clip from under the cop car, you see a puddle of liquid start flowing.
Oh, he's pissing himself.
As bad as it sounds, his body is releasing fluids.
Yeah.
Because he's no longer there. He's dead at that point. And that cop continued to sit there with his knee on the neck of a dead man.
Yeah.
Because he felt he was too much of a threat to get off of him. He sat on that man's neck for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
And that is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's man, it's hard to even keep going on the subject, because just seeing somebody murder another innocent person, because at that point, by law, he's innocent until proven guilty.
That's
America. That's our law system.
That is how it's supposed to be.
And to know that this guy didn't even have a chance to defend himself.
Oh yeah.
And obviously not obviously, you know, I'm saying, like, in court of law, like, obviously he didn't have a chance to defend it. You know, you should never fight with the police.
No.
But you should never fear for your fucking life either. And it sucks, because, you know, I know a lot of black people, or, you know, people of color.
Yep.
And it sucks, because, like, I don't see them any different. And I don't see it like these guys. Apparently these people are seeing it.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just crazy to know that that's what they have to deal with, you know, like driving while black. I can't imagine that. Like, what the fuck's the difference between the way you drive and the way I drive?
Yeah.
Your seat's back, my seat's back. Who gives a fuck?
It's crazy to think that, you know, you have, when you leave your house in the morning, you have to worry about being pulled over for no other reason than being black. And that's something that, as a country, everyone needs to step back and think about and realize that these are struggles that people go through on a daily basis.
Yep.
And, you know, the cops are something that we should not have to fear, that people shouldn't fear when a cop is behind them.
Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't have to be afraid to call the cops, because you just don't trust them. Because at this point, unfortunately, they've done more to lose the trust of the American people than they have to gain it.
Yeah.
But something that I will say this about something going on in Minneapolis that I don't think helps the situation at all. I am all for people protesting, speaking their minds. This is obviously something that everyone, black, white, yellow, brown, green, purple, no matter your color, ethnicity, creed, religion, gender, everyone should be upset and up in arms about. But something that doesn't help the situation is this rioting that's going on.
The
rioting, in my opinion, and the looting of stores, that doesn't do anything to help the situation. That doesn't do anything to right the wrong that was done.
No.
Or to bring justice for George Floyd and his family. You know, I know there's big, you know, companies, Target, AutoZone, places like that that are being looted, burned to the ground and everything. But then at the same time, you have these individually owned companies, these companies that were built from people who live in the community.
Yeah.
Who have spent their lives
getting
saving and working and building their brand and providing a service for the community. And those are the companies that are getting burned to the ground. I seen a video today of a man in the streets, a business owner, a black man in the streets, in borderline tears because people were burning down his business.
Yeah.
They were destroying his business.
Yep.
And you could hear the pain and the agony in this man's voice. And it's just one of those things that when you see something like that, you step back and you think to yourself, wow, this is to the point where it's bigger than what happened. You know, I understand peaceful protests, they didn't work. But at the same time, the rioting and the looting and the destroying of your own community, I don't understand how that would do anything to solve the situation either.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we understand why they're doing what they're doing. We get the whole idea of, you know, you want justice for him. You're doing this stuff to prove a point. I understand it. I just don't understand how it works, because I understand you're more upset and you're saying, oh, well, if you are worried about all the looting, but you're not more upset about the fact that this guy died.
That's not the case at all.
That's like a thing that came up, and it's like, no, listen, I am 100% mad that this guy had to die like that. I'm happy that we have camera phones to show me that, because that's stuff that we as a country don't see. So it's nice that we're seeing it, and it's nice that we know that it's there. Instead of people telling us, we know. And now that I know, I'm going to act as a better person. It's going to make me a better person knowing that this is how. But to go looting stores that have nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah.
You want to burn down fucking the Minneapolis or whatever district he worked at. That you want to knock down that fucking building. You want to burn it down, whatever, the police station. You want to do that? You want to knock down the whole fucking... I don't care. Do whatever you got to do. You want to fucking hijack a bulldozer and knock it down? Cool. Good for you. That's fine. You know what I mean? Because obviously, that's the place that is...
The problem.
The problem with the whole thing. So, sure. You want to do that? By all means, do it. But taking stuff from Target, like, all you're doing is making people think... You're the stereotype that you don't want them to think you are. You know, you don't want them to say, oh, well, black people this, black people that.
Right.
You know, and then you're causing it because now people are going to put that stereotype on you.
Yeah.
You know, people that are, you know, quote unquote racist, which is not a quasim, you know, that the racist people are going to say, look, I told you all these black people do this shit. Look at them go.
Look, they look at it and they say, look at how they're treating their own communities.
Yeah.
Something like this happens, and their first instinct, they're not going to look at the protesting or the, you know, anything like that. They're going to say, they went to Target, and they stole a bunch of TVs and computers, and they went to AutoZone and burned down an AutoZone, and they're destroying their own communities. And I don't think that's a look that people want.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the look that is placed upon people.
Yep.
And in the city of Minneapolis, because that's what it's been brought to, and it's devastating. And to see that reaction out of people, it's almost like people were just looking for an excuse to go and loot.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really sad, and I pray for the family of George Floyd. And I know, I'm sure there's some people out there who are probably gonna listen to this and think, oh, these guys are just talking and this and that. But no, I genuinely hope the best for his family.
Absolutely.
You know, I hope they can find some peace in everything that's happening. But at the end of the day, there's nothing that's going to bring back that father, that son, that brother, that uncle, that cousin,
yeah,
to his family. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think everyone can bring themselves to be a better person.
Yeah.
And I think if anything comes out of this, that should be it. That we all need to be better human beings. Because if I cut Steve, and Steve cuts the black guy on the side of him, and that black guy cuts the Asian on the side of him, and he cuts the Hispanic on the side of him,
we all bleed the same.
Everybody's red. Everybody turns red.
Yep.
So,
you know, hopefully justice for him happens. I know that they already came out with what they're trying to try him with. I hope that his family, that I think that's something you protest. I hope his family gets a petition or something. Second degree murder is what this guy deserves. I know first degree, it has to be premeditated. It has to be
premeditated.
But he deserves second, not third. Even though I know third, you can get up to 25 years. This guy needs to do life in prison. And honestly, ship him somewhere where they fucking believe in the death penalty and let him fucking sit on death row by himself in a fucking room. No people can visit him. No nothing. And let that fucking guy suffer. Or you know what? Fucking bring him in the fucking middle of Minneapolis and let people just fucking throw rocks at this motherfucker.
Yeah,
he deserves that shit because
he's scum. He is not a good person.
Nope.
I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if his family comes out and says this and that.
Doesn't matter.
A good person doesn't allow themselves.
Yeah, he had to know what he was doing.
To kneel on a man's neck for 8 minutes.
Nope. He's a veteran police officer. You know, and if we ever have a police officer who's hearing this, you got to know with the training that you have.
Yeah.
That was a little too far. I mean, 2 minutes on his fucking neck is a little too long.
Yeah. And like I said beforehand, in no way am I bashing me or Steve bashing the police force and what they do.
No, not at all. Not the ones that do their job.
They have a very stressful job. Tempers flare, things get escalated, but you need to be able to keep your mind enough to handle the escalation and the situations at hand.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
You know, let's just end this with, justice for George Floyd.
Yeah.
100% justice for him. That's what we're going to title this one because we both believe in the same thing. And I just hope good things come from this. After this, I should say, I hope everybody.
Yeah,
I hope everybody sees the same way we see that. You know, at least the people that aren't fucking racist. You know, because I know there's probably plenty of them out there. Just man, treat everybody the fucking same. Treat everybody with the same respect. Wait till you fucking see their character before you start judging them based off their color.
Absolutely.
Or their race. You know. So, but yeah, I have justice for George Floyd. I would say justice for anyone
who's been
person of color that's getting this shitty treatment from these police officers,
right.
The bad police officers, I should say. And I guess that would be it. I guess we could end it there. Thanks, guys.